Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Beltway Blitz time coming up in just a moment on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We will be covering baseball, the Nats, at home taking on the Phillies. The NBA, Wizards reshuffling their front office, a new hire last night. And the Commanders, who had workouts this week in front of the media with Matt Paris of the Washington Times, all coming up on the Beltway Blitz here on G&D. It is a gorgeous day in and around the district, a Friday going into the weekend. Would be nice if we had another three-day weekend, but I guess beggars can't be choosers. We got one last weekend. What are you going to do? Did you see there's a new Barry Bonds documentary coming out, Danny, via HBO?
Bart Scott, can't wait.
Let's
bring me that.
Go. Producers from the O.J. Made in America doc that you and I watched and raved about, and also The Last Dance. I don't know if you heard of that, but it was that documentary.
I watched that one, yeah.
Remember everyone in America watched that during the pandemic? What great timing that was for that
documentary. Remember they were going to wait, and they were like, okay, we'll just do it now. They were like, it was supposed to come out a few weeks later. They were like, okay, we figure now might be a good time to release that immediately.
Is that how that went?
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense because I'm like, man, did they get lucky that literally no sports were on. So that's why that happened. They just put it out because everyone was locked in their houses.
That's how I remember it. I think it was supposed to air during the summertime, and they were like, just kidding. April. Here we go.
That makes more sense. Yeah. Oh, it was, and everyone watched it. And yeah, everyone, it became, I remember because we didn't have games to talk about, like we would start our shows the day after and do 30 minutes on last night's documentary as if we were breaking down a game. It was incredible. Speaking of one of the great NBA players of all time, let's talk hoops to kick off the Beltway Blitz. Ava Wallace covers the Wizards. So before we ask her about the NBA Finals, which are ongoing after a Game 1 win for the Nuggets last night. Ava, another hire for the Wizards last evening. Michael Winger's putting his staff together. Where are we in operation building a front office?
Yeah, we're in interesting times, honestly, in Wizards land, which is actually still exciting. I maintain that all of these new hires and everything are pretty cool, but Travis Schlenk is going to come on over. He steps down from the Atlanta Hawks managing their business operations department in December of last year, kind of when that front office kind of completely overhauled and they brought in a bunch of new young guys down in Atlanta. But this guy's really experienced. He had been overseeing the Hawks for 5 years and before then worked 13 years for the Golden State Warriors, including as one of Bob Myers' assistant GM. So he knows his stuff, and it won't be the last hire Michael Winger makes.
So I like all these people. Pretty good draft record there under Schlenk in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They found some pretty good pieces. I like that. I like Winger a lot. And, you know, GM sort of TBD. I guess, Ava, I don't have the right way to ask this question. I'm still not quite ready to come outside and look at the sunshine yet. I still feel like the thunder shower is coming. When will we know that this is actually different? Like, is there a mile marker, whether it's saying, hey, we traded away a superstar? Or because if they just extend Porzingis and bring everybody back, what's really the difference?
The difference is this front office is going to look and operate really, really differently. I do genuinely think that. The Wizards had one of the smaller front offices in the NBA under Tommy Shepard and Ernie, and Michael Winger wants to come in and hire a lot of people and a lot of people to carry a lot of weight. So even if they do bring back a lot of players, which I do think is definitely in the cards, you know, no decisions have been made yet, certainly there, but there's going to be a lot more people doing this work. a lot more experienced people who are coming in from outside of the organization with fresh eyes and different ideas. And from what I understand is they're starting kind of at ground zero. So Travis Schlenk, I was told last night that not only is he coming in to kind of lead scouting and do all of the evaluations, but to create new evaluation principles for the Wizards. That sounds pretty different to me.
Ava, what's the GM plan?
The GM plan is it's underway. So there were interviews that took place this week. Winger is now operating out of D.C., so that's good. They kind of got him, and he's got four young children. So he finally found a place, and he's working here. It's the timeline is still – he doesn't feel super rushed from what I'm told, but he's kind of clicking along. But he does have the benefit of an ownership that's willing to be patient, and he's kind of chipping along the way.
The draft is obviously a major deal here to kind of, you know, turn over the new leaf and at least symbolically start this sort of new regime off with a bang. But pretty dependent position. They're in the eighth spot. What have you heard in terms of that?
I'm sorry, say it again. You broke up a little bit.
I was just
there.
Saying they're stuck at eight. The Wizards are. This is a pretty symbolic pick with the new regime. What have you heard in regards to who might be available there? Just thoughts on the draft.
Yeah, they're starting draft workouts tomorrow. They're bringing in kind of a class of bunch of guys that I've got to do a bunch of research on just to get the draft process started, if that tells you anything. But as long as they make a good, solid pick, especially for a GM or a president of basketball operations that might not know a direction yet, they just need talent. It never hurts to get more talent, and you can always do something with a guard, a good kid coming from a good school. They've got a lot of flexibility there and honestly not a lot of pressure from what I'm hearing.
Ava, I want to sneak one in on the finals really quickly. Do you think the Heat can give the Nuggets a series based on what you saw last night?
I don't think they can give them a series. I think they could give them a game. I don't think they could give them a series. I think Denver is looking like such a well-oiled machine, and I tend to think we have seen the Heat's ceiling already, and Denver, I think, still has room to grow upwards. How about that?
I think I buy it. I want a series, but I don't know that we're getting one. Ava, thank you as always. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's talk Nationals, please. Our pal Britt Giroli joins us to talk about the Nationals. She knows Major League Baseball inside and out. Britt, the Phillies are only a game or two ahead of the Nationals at this point. Major disappointment, but also pretty good for the Nats, huh?
Yeah, it is. Even though, guys, if you look at the playoff odds, the Phillies, I think, are like right around 25-30%, and the Nats are, I think, under 5%. So, I think people kind of recognize that the Phillies may have a hot streak in them like they did last year, and certainly they've got more talent right now, more big league talent on that roster to have a run. But listen, I think what's really nice about the Nationals is, you know, people expected them to maybe be the Rockies or the Royals, and they're not. There are nights that they're going to look like a young team, and there are stretches where they're going to look bad, but there are also some stretches where they're going to play 500 or above 500 ball. So, you know, I think you have to be a little encouraged with some of the things the Nationals have done this season.
One of the things I'm very encouraged about, Britt, is how the two pitchers that in their rotation right now are building blocks have improved and are showing signs that they're anchors. And that's Josiah Gray, who throws tonight, who's got a 2.7 ERA in 11 starts, probably hasn't pitched as well as his numbers recently. And Mackenzie Gore, who's coming off 7 three-hit innings with 11 strikeouts. Like, we talked before the year started, and your point was the same as ours, which was there's like five guys on this team that we should really care a lot about. There are two of them. And I feel like as a Nats fan, with Gray, who's 25, and Gore, who's 24, you should be thrilled with what we've seen so far.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, you look at what Gray has done in particular, and he's a guy who talked about kind of having a lack of self-confidence, you know, when he was with the Dodgers. And I think what pitching coach Jim Hickey has really done with a lot of these younger guys, and people forget, Jim Hickey has been around. You know, he was the pitching coach in Houston back when they had the Killer Bees. Like, he is a guy who has been through rebuilds before. He can really resonate with young guys. He was the pitching coach in 2008, a very young Tampa Bay Rays rotation that went to the World Series. So I think he's been really good in kind of getting these guys to believe in themselves. And with a guy like Gray, I mean, you look at, as you said, you look at his numbers and it looks like, yeah, he may be due for some regression. But certainly when you look at after his first two seasons, he had ERAs both over 5. The progress that he's made right now, I think you would sign up in blood in spring training if I told you where he was at as we sit here in early June. So, you know, he's a guy who really the whole crux of the Nationals rebuild is going to be, can these guys get better in D.C.? Because for years, that's been the knock. The Nationals, you know, don't develop well. They don't draft well. And certainly they didn't draft these guys. Obviously, they got them through trades. But they're going to have to develop these guys at the big league level. And so far, I think you like these signs. These are encouraging signs of what they've been able to do so far. So I'm curious to see how Gray does against a Phillies lineup that, listen, even when they're not playing well, and you know, certainly their record suggests that they haven't played well for a good chunk of the season, there are still some very scary bats in this lineup. So it'll be a really good test for a young pitcher.
Britt, anybody not named Ruiz, Garcia, Abrams, Gore, and Gray, maybe there's a name or two I'm missing, I want them to be cutthroat. I want them to spin every one of those guys for future parts. But I wonder if they may not want to do that. They may want to have them hang around and win a couple more games because maybe they value building that way in some regard. What do you think will happen come trade deadline?
I agree with you. I think you have to, everyone not nailed down, right, for the future. I think you have to look at a guy like Lane Thomas and see what you can get, because the outfield market, guys, very thin. He's probably one of the most available, one of the best available outfielders right now. You know, Joey Meneses, great story, late bloomer. You get what you can. And you look at the bullpen, anyone not nailed down, I think you have to trade, because you are starting to see, you know, some of the fruits of this labor, and they don't have a Scherzer. They don't have a Turner to deal. We know that, right? You know, the days of Juan Soto, those are all gone. But what they can do is package some of these guys together and maybe get a prospect or two back, right? You're not going to get this haul. Largely the Nationals group that they were able to rebuild with through trades is here, but certainly there's no point in keeping them. You know, no one's going to wave the flag and have a parade if they somehow end up close to 500 this season. So I think Mike Rizzo knows that, and I hope they kind of take the approach that you said, Danny, and that I believe in, that, you know, there's like five or six guys you can't touch, but everybody else, you make me an offer and I'm listening.
Britt, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Britt.
Great talking baseball and the Nationals with Britt Giroli. Read her work in The Athletic. Let's talk Commanders. Matt Paris of the Washington Times joins us. Matt, it's Friday, which means I've got to start with, did you have Thursday night Matt Paris cooking night?
I did not. The assistants talked much later, kind of in the afternoon. By the time I was done writing, I had to book it home so I could watch the start of the finals. So I did not have Top Chef Thursdays, unfortunately.
You're Denver Nuggets, Mark, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's working out pretty well for you right now.
Yeah, very, very excited. Wearing a Nuggets shirt right now, actually.
Are you nervous to talk about it because it's, like, going well?
Yes and no. I got pretty nervous in the fourth quarter, but also feel good about the series.
I gotta take radio guy here, hot take. I think this Joker guy's pretty good.
He is pretty good, yeah. I've been watching him for, you know, 8 years now. It's pretty crazy.
They must have taken him number one overall or something, right?
Right, I mean, I don't know if you've heard, but he was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial. So that's going to be the worn-out story for his, you know.
I was going to say that there's always one of those where it's like, I don't know if you've heard, but Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw went to the same high school.
That'll be his Kershaw-Stafford thing.
A great anecdote. All right, Commanders for a second. Everyone's over Bieniemy-ing, and I'm not blaming anyone. I mean, it's the story, and it seems like he's really personable, and we played his press conference, like we're guilty of it. But he's the star of the show, isn't he? Like, it just seems like he is the guy that you're no matter what you're paying attention to, like, you get attracted to the voice, and he's just louder. Like, it seems like it's the Bieniemy show out there right now.
Yes, yeah, it has very much the vibes of they have a new coach in town, but he's also just an offensive coordinator. Now he's the assistant head coach. That's the title that they've put in place, that they've stressed that they don't want it to just be a title, so they've handed him some responsibilities. Like, they're practicing later in the morning this year so they can do installation first and then apply those concepts to the practice field. But it is a bit, you know, Bieniemy does, there's a lot of attention toward him, the level of detail he has on the practice field, and just how expressive he is. He's going to draw eyeballs.
Obviously, we're talking in May and now June, but it's all the data we got. How has Sam Howell looked?
Yeah, you know, he's looked pretty good in certain spots. When he's on, he throws a very pretty ball. He's had some great throws to Cole Turner the other day, but he has been spotty here and there. The accuracy, I would say, is generally good, but the enemy got on him the other day for having a few balls on the ground. He's thrown a pick in every session we've been out there. So I do think, you know, him being a young quarterback, there are strides to make, but you know, we've seen a lot of bad quarterback play over the
I'll use the same caveat as Danny, Matt, and say I know that it's June 2nd as I ask this question. Who's your arrow trending up on? Give me a little stock report on some guys who have helped themselves this week.
Yeah, I think Cole Turner is one of those. He had a really great training camp, a week of training camp last year, and then did nothing once the season started after he got hurt. I think he's a guy to keep an eye on. Percy Butler, another second-year guy, has kind of had some moments as well. I guess just my question for them is, are they actually going to get on the field, or are they nice June stories? But those are the two guys that come to mind right now.
The notable absences, the guys that aren't there. Anybody say anything about that? You know what I mean? Like, are there teammates that are? There's a huge percentage that saw value in it, but a couple guys weren't there. How notable is that?
Yeah, you know, it is notable, I think, especially for a guy like Chase Young. Montez Sweat is also in a contract year, but with Young in particular, they talked about this motivation route with Jerron Payne and how he set the right example, and you know, Chase Young isn't there. So we'll see if they show for mandatory minicamp. Next week, they're expected to be there, but we'll see. But, you know, that's – I think Jack Del Rio had – he said that he was very appreciative of the guys who are there. Was asked about Young and Sweat's absence the other day. I feel like an accident that he said that.
Matt Paris of the Washington Times. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you joining the Blitz.
Yep.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. You know what I like about Matt's Blitz appearances? At the very end, he is a quick – like a goodbye guy.
Gone.
Not a quick hang-up guy, I don't think. Like a, you know, Michael Lombardi, who you can't thank if you're Ryan. You pick up the phone, he's already gone. But Paris, it's a quick verbal. It's like a, hey, thanks for the time. It's like, yep.
He's like, yep.
It just sounds like he's out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like when you say yep, he then pulls the ripcord for that parachute to open.
Correct. And it's almost like he's unsure. You know, it's not like, all right, guys, see you later. It's like a, yep. But it's an exclamation point. You know, it's something that now really bookends the conversation well with us asking him if he's cooked recently. That's generally how we start those convos with him. So I want to circle back to something I asked him on the phones with you next, Danny, which is who has he seen perform well enough that he would put like an arrow trending up on? For Commanders fans listening right now, what player would you buy stock on today? And the idea is that you are buying in low, so to speak. Another way to say this could be, who's standing on the team come the end of this football season will have improved the most from this hour as we speak right now at close to 4:30 on June 2nd? Whose stock are you buying and why? We can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. We'll give you our answers on that next right here on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back from Meadows Farms Golf Course in Orange, where I'm hanging out today at my buddy Jermon Bushrod's Visualize and Rise Golf Tournament. You know, the junkies, G&D over here, just a couple of golf guys. Danny was golfing this morning. I was golfing this morning. We're just golf guys. We'll tell you about our rounds. We have a golf podcast we're starting. It's called On the Greens, I think, right?
It's called Uninteresting Story.
What would our golf podcast
be called? What would we call it?
I had a guy, this is not a bit, who came up to me. What event were we at? He couldn't have been a nicer guy. Oh, you know where we were? We were at Tap Sports Bar. And he was hanging out with us during the draft show night. And he was awesome. He was there throughout the evening, and I was talking to him off and on. And at the end of the night, he said, you know, I do have a bone to pick. And I was like, what do you got? He's like, why do you and Danny not talk about golf? He's like, I just love golf so much, and he said, you know, it's the one hole in your guy's game. And I was like, I got to be honest. I said, I don't really have a problem talking about the majors or after the Masters. Or I said, if Danny liked it more, maybe we do a little bit more of like some of the recapping of the big events. I said, but he's like, yeah, but you don't talk about your own golf experiences. And I was like, no, I think that's super boring and terrible for everyone to listen to. Don't break down my fantasy draft.
Well, that's my point. It's up there with your fantasy team, not you, Grant Paulson, but you, individual human being. I promise you, the least interesting thing you can do is tell people about your fantasy team. You know what people care about? Their fantasy team. They don't care about yours. They care about theirs. So the story, I lost by a tenth of a point because what I had is Josh Jacobs going on Monday, and he had no one cares ever. For a single microsecond, it's right up there talking about your golf round with your fantasy team. Holster it. You experienced it. Let that be enough. You can commiserate with the other guys that were there, right? You guys could talk about the shots that you shot and the holes that you hold. And I missed that chippy on 13. Can you believe I missed that chippy on 13? I can't believe it. I can't believe it, Mike. I can't either. Let's go close multi-million-dollar deals. You could do that. Sharing with someone that wasn't there, that wasn't part of the event, the most boring thing you could do.
We're getting inside baseball here a little bit, but radio insider. To just pull back the curtain some, I would say the one thing that people most frequently struggle to understand about kind of what we do and how this all works, and this is not a knock, right? This is just something I've observed, is I think people assume that when we do 4.5 hours of radio, we just talk about whatever we want to talk about for 4.5 hours, which is somewhat true in that, like, we're not answering to anybody necessarily, or, you know, no one, like, CK's on the phone with us after every segment telling us what we need to talk about and not talk about. That's not really how it works. But my point is just, I have a lot of interests that aren't going to come up on the show as much as I'd like. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I love the Capitals. I would love to do 90 minutes to 2 hours of breaking down Spencer Carberry and the Capitals offseason. Like, a lot. The Nationals, I'd like to talk about more than we even do. There are things that you care about. You're way into pickleball in a weird, not weird, but in like an obsessive way.
Yeah.
No, that's not the word I was looking for, but like in an obsessive way right now. We're not breaking down pickleball or having pickleball players on to talk about the growing legend of the sport.
Do you know how much I want to come in here and explain to you and everybody that's listening to the program the different force powers I've acquired in Jedi Survivor on my PS5? Like that's all I'd love to do every day.
Well, that might actually play. I mean, I think a lot of people
would
enjoy that.
Very relatable. You know what I mean? Of course you can't do that. No. Stop even thinking that's a possibility for a microsecond.
Broadcasting.
Not
narrowcasting, right? Isn't that the way we say it?
That is what we say.
With that in mind, though, I did want to ask the question to our listening audience that I just asked to Matthew Paris. And the number for you guys right now, available and open. Phone lines are wide open at 800-636-1067. You get to buy stock in one commander. Who are you buying stock in right now before it's too late? You're getting in, buying as much in bulk as you'd like to today. We'll come back in 365 days and see how you did. My answer is actually Cole Turner, who Paris said he's been really impressed by and he thinks the arrow is trending up on. I like Cole Turner for two reasons as the answer to this question, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the tight end room is wide open for someone to make an impact. Logan Thomas, after last season when he was not healthy and now two seasons of football where he has not reached what he was prior to his injury, I think has left open a possibility for someone now to become the de facto playmaker at the position, the weapon, so to speak, the one-on-one mismatch. And there's no one else on the roster that has a chance to be that guy other than Nevada product Cole Turner, who was drafted in the mid-rounds, in the fifth round, in fact, going back to last year. I think he has the ability with route running, athleticism, leaping ability, soft hands, to be a, eventually, not this year probably, but like a 55 or 60 catch receiver first tight end. There's no one else on the roster I would say that about. Now, the second reason I really like him is the answer in terms of stock. You're going to get it really cheap right now. I mean, generally speaking, you like to play the stonks, right?
Yep.
You're not buying them when they've already hit and everyone's on them. This guy caught two passes last year, was targeted 9 times. For whatever reason, they just couldn't connect with him. He played in 10 games, but he was hurt off and on. So the idea when people talk about him right now is, oh, he had a really bad rookie year. He was a fifth-round pick. Who knows if he's going to become something or not. Whatever. It's, you know, he's just a third tight end. I think it's the perfect time to buy in on Cole Turner, because if you tell me right now you're looking into a crystal ball and in week 7 he's got 8 catches for 85 yards, like, that's a big deal, but I'm not shocked by that. Someone at that position has to make plays. And if you don't think Logan Thomas is up to the challenge, well, who else is it? I got news for you. John Bates ain't going for 65, 70 yards as a receiver. It's not happening. It'll be the Cole Turner show if Logan Thomas can't do it.
GP, great minds. I will not stray far to give you my answer, but I'm going to piggyback on your stonks analogy. My buddy Jason Moser over at the Motley Fool sort of taught me this axiom here. All right, just because a stonk goes down doesn't mean it's going to come back up. So something was up and then it falls, it doesn't automatically mean it's now going to just rebound. Right? You have to look at some of the analytics and some of the other stats kind of behind, or some of the ancillary factors. One big one is a change in leadership. I got a change in leadership on offense. Eric Bieniemy is my offensive coordinator. A stock that was at one point very high that has fallen down to the depths. You already said his name. My answer is Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas is the tight end one. I'm not doing the Aldrick Robinson fall in love with Cole Turner in shorts and a t-shirt thing anymore. If he plays great, that's great. I'm very excited about it. That'll be fun. I'm not going to hype myself up just yet. I'll let the guy that's done it in the NFL level with a tight end friendly offensive coordinator take over. I think there will be balls to be caught. I think Thomas is maybe finally healthy, and I think he could thrive in this offense. I don't know what that means in terms of overall numbers, but I wouldn't be stunned at a 55-60 catch season for, you know, right around 800 yards, 5-6 touchdowns if he's able to get through it. I think he could benefit tremendously, and you will never get a better value proposition on buying Logan Thomas today.
What do you make of the fact that, A, both of us went to the same side of the ball, B, we both went to the same position? That's revealing in some way. What does it say?
I think it is you said the best sentence to summarize it. The tight end room is wide open. Somebody's going to play tight end. Like, a human being will be a tight end for the Washington Commanders this coming season. This is an offense that has a chance to, you know, if Eric Bieniemy does anything like Andy Reid did. Now, I'm not saying Travis Kelce's coming with him, but your tight ends will be open too. Right?
Yeah.
They're going to be opportunities.
And maybe even, I don't want to say it goes through the tight end, because with McLaurin and Dotson and Samuel, it's not going to. But there's a question to be had, which is, like, Kansas City's offense goes through Kelce. I think that's because he's Travis Kelce, and he might be the greatest tight end in the history of the league. I don't think that means the offense is basically tight end dominant, but there is an element that just has to exist where you can't come from Kansas City seeing how that offense functions with the productivity at the tight end position and not make that a focal point of your offense here. So if Eric Bieniemy is going to have a big first year and this is going to be a success, they're going to have to get something out of that room. I was going to say, too, like, we're talking about buying stock and basically projecting out and who's going to – I mean, at its core, the question is who's going to perform better than we're expecting. We both took positions, and in this case one position, you know, players at a position where we're both low on the group. there's just not a lot expected from tight end. They've already had a serious injury. All offseason, you were screaming like I was and a lot of other people were, please address this position. Please sign somebody. I wanted, you know, them to actually make it a big splash in free agency. Then I wanted to draft a tight end in the first couple rounds. They neglected doing both of those things and went the entire draft without selecting one even in the late rounds. So they feel pretty good. This, I guess, is another indictment against the group if we're both saying that, that we're buying stock you know, in guys to perform more than people think. But you think there's some still potential for a breakthrough and Logan Thomas to get right. I've got Cole Turner. Let's see what you guys say. We'll hit the phones on this next. 800-636-1067. You got a chance to buy stock in one of the Commanders right now today. Who you putting your money on? We're G&D.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what? The tight end room is doing a heck of a job. Coach Ty Storm has done a hell of a job with those guys. I mean, Logan, Bates, Curtis, excuse my language, I'm sorry. Those guys are doing a heck of a job. In fact, those guys have stood out for all the right reasons. Obviously, in this offense, it's always been a tight end-friendly offense. Those guys, they show up, they're making plays, and the quarterbacks have been doing a great job of locating them in the passing game. So far, so good. Like I said, these guys are hardworking. Got a lot of veterans in that group. I think from top down, the depth is pretty good. I'm just proud of where we are at this particular point in time.
You know that voice, Eric Bieniemy, yesterday out in Ashburn. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. On the Fan, we're asking you guys who you're buying stock in on this Commanders squad right now before they break out. And there are plenty of options. On offense, you could go to the receiver room. Jahan Dotson was terrific as a rookie, but if you think he's going to find a new level in his sophomore season, you could choose him. I mean, maybe De'Ami Brown, linking back up with Sam Howell, his college quarterback, who he put up huge numbers with at North Carolina. You know, maybe finally he finds a way onto the field and contributes, whether that means Curtis Samuel's not available, or perhaps there's a heavier rotation down the depth chart at wide receiver. In the running back room, Brian Robinson, I think, had his breakout as a bell cow last year, but perhaps he turns a corner, becomes a household name at the position. Or maybe the rookie sixth-round pick out of Kentucky, Chris Rodriguez Jr.
Sure, yeah.
Ends up, you know, a contributor and a factor, and you're buying stock on him. And defensively, while I think there are maybe fewer options because it's pretty much an established top half of the league unit that at times plays at a top 10 level, they got two early round corners in Emmanuel Forbes in round one and Quan Martin in round two that are absolute candidates. I think Derek Forrest was really good last year. Might be too late to say that, you know, he hasn't broken out, but if we're talking about buying stock, if you think he played well and now he's got a chance to become a young star, you know, he could be a name. But let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Dominic is in Ohio to get it popping. What's up, Dominic? How are you?
Hey, boys. Thanks, as always, for taking the call.
Hey,
doing well. Hey, so I am buying stock on Jahan Dotson, and this may be more of a national level than a local level because I think everybody here knows he can ball. I think this year he is going to be right with Terry in terms of stat line and kind of like that fantasy projection level, because I think that kid has a nose for the end zone. And if not for getting dinged up last year, you know, everybody was kind of on the Drake London and Olave and Wilson train all year. And Jahan, if he had 16 games of tape to show, would have been right there with all those guys. This kid is a major player and is going to blow up big fantasy-wise.
Appreciate you, Dom. Here's why I love that answer, Danny. If you look at his numbers to his point, all right, he caught 35 balls last year. Didn't his production feel way bigger than that?
It did, because of the touchdowns, yeah.
Yeah, 523 yards last season. Now, I'm not saying that's nothing for a rookie, but when you think of not only seven scores, but some of the huge plays he made. You referenced yesterday the spin move touchdown he had against the Giants in the biggest game of the year. In the other Giants game, which was the other biggest game of the year, as Washington was vying for the playoffs against the New Yorkers, you know, he made that adjustment at midfield and the leaping catch on a home run ball from Heinicke. He made a bunch of catches in the end zone in small windows, you know, with defenders draped on his back. He missed five games, so automatically there's more production. And there was also, I don't have the game log in front of me, but there was three or four games after he came back from the hammy where he wasn't overly involved. It wasn't like eight, nine targets, five, six catches. He was just kind of out there getting back into game shape. I think there's a real chance he could double his production this year and go 70 catches, 1,000 yards, right around six, seven touchdowns. That wouldn't be crazy, and it would be a huge breakthrough.
No, it would tell you that, A, the offense is doing a lot of the things we want it to do. It would tell you that Eric Bieniemy, you know, has the autonomy to do it, and that Jahan Dotson can play. And given the target share and opportunity, certainly could be pretty special. I mean, to your point, he misses the five games, has one reception, zero receptions in the subsequent weeks. Now, happened to be one of those was that win over Philadelphia. The other was that win over Houston, where they didn't have to break a sweat. They ran the ball a million times that Philly game, ran the ball a million times that Houston game. Just, you know, we're doing just enough to win that one, get back on the bus. But it wasn't until that late season run, those couple Giants games, San Francisco, Cleveland, Dallas, where you actually saw really what that guy could do.
Let's go to Jay on line four, who's in Bowie, home of the Bay Sox. We were out and about yesterday. Yesterday we're in Bowie, Maryland. Today I'm at Meadows Farms in Orange County. We're moving and shaking on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jay?
What's up? You all at Old Bay Sox Stadium, huh? I'm going to go Jamin Davis. Has slowed down so much for him compared to 2021 to the second half of last year. Healthy Chase Young back means a lot of – one thing Chase can do is tip some balls. And if he can put himself in the right place, I'm expecting at least two or three picks from him this year, 100 tackles. I think this guy, he's going to show why he was a number one pick, because Ron has not whiffed on too many of his draft picks. Maybe takes him a little while to come along, but I think he can do it.
Appreciate you, dude.
So what would that look like, though, in terms of here's what, I'm not trying to be difficult. Jamin Davis led the team in tackles last year. He actually blitzed pretty effectively and had three sacks. Most of those came early on in the season.
I like him as a pass rusher.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't hate it at all.
I actually think it's what he does best.
Is it turnovers? You know what I mean? Is it more those kind of counting plays, whether it's a fumble forced, tip pass to Jay's point? What would that breakout
impact
look like?
Impact plays.
Is it just that?
Yeah, like change games, man. I mean, you were drafted in the top 20. He made 104 tackles. First of all, this is not meant to be disrespectful, and it's not meant to belittle his production. Like, if you play 16 or 17 games in the NFL at linebacker, you better make 100 tackles. Like, let's just start there as a bottom line. I mean, London Fletcher, as an example, routinely made 150 more often than not throughout his career. Like, you get over 130, 140, you're making a lot of tackles. But over 100 in 16 games and 15 starts, he missed one game last year. Like, that's a prerequisite. You should absolutely be there. So I think, first of all, it's probably a lot more stops. You're playing behind two Pro Bowl defensive tackles, by the way. Makes your life a little bit easier. Against the run specifically. But I just think it's the impact of plays. It's maybe it is bringing him downhill as a pressure provider and getting him to the quarterback more often, and maybe three sacks becomes 4.5 or 5. But more importantly, interceptions, right? Jumping in passing lanes, getting your hand on balls. In his career, he has 0 interceptions still, not one. He has defended 2 total passes. He's in coverage a bunch, right? Break up some passes, man. Like, knock a ball into the air that gets picked off. Get your hands on a pass. Force some fumbles. He's never forced a fumble. Recover some fumbles. He did that twice last year. So it's about takeaways. It's about plays, I would say. If you're buying stock in him and you're going to get a return on that investment, it means maybe he's now considered a pro in the Pro Bowl conversation. Last offseason, the question was, is this guy an NFL starting linebacker? I think we all look at him now with his speed and the way he played and say, all right, he's a starter.
Yeah.
That can work. But now the question is, can he ever make good on being drafted in the first round? Can he be one of the best players on a great defense? Can he be an inside linebacker, well, now I guess off-ball linebacker, but that gets to the Pro Bowl? I think those are fair questions to ask. The topic for you guys right now on the phones, who you buying stock in? What young players on this team do you think are going to ascend, and you don't want to be late to the party, so you're going to put some money down on them now. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in on Grant and Danny right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.